It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. One of the most daunting problems the city of Pittsburgh is facing is the lack of affordable housing. But City Councilman Ricky Burgess has announced a new agenda to deal directly with the problem. It's called the City for All Plan, and he joins us now to discuss it. Reverend Burgess, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
How big of a problem is the lack of affordable housing in Pittsburgh right now when it comes to homes for people who make low to moderate incomes? How short are we?
Oh, it's absolutely critical. We are probably the city, according to the Housing Allowance of Pennsylvania's Building Inclusive Community Study, they estimate there were more than 21,000 units short in the city of Pittsburgh.
And why does such a shortage exist?
Well, there's really two forces. First of all, our city is doing extraordinarily well, and so we have somewhere between 9 to 12,000 new units of market-rate housing coming online. But one of the impacts of that is that the market is suppressing affordable housing. So some housing that normally was affordable, when the areas around it get uplifted, they stop being affordable and they raise their rents. That's one of the factors. So you say the market forces on the left-hand side. On the right-hand side is blight. So you have areas like Homewood where families, two families a week, voluntarily leave the community because of its blight. And so you have blight, which is rotten the community on one side and reducing the amount of available housing. And then you have the market on the other side reducing the amount of affordable housing. And then the third factor is really the rebuilding of the Housing Authority properties, which were before concentrated poverty and barrack styles to more modern mixed-income developments. But those developments, as we replace them, because we go horizontal instead of vertical, there's less units where we replace them. So when we tear down units and replace them, we actually wind up replacing less units because the land is finite and our ability to give them quality, decent housing expands when you don't stack them on top of each other. So all those factors together, and there's no funding stream. I mean, the funding streams for affordable housing is limited. And so we're going to have to do something dramatic, I believe, in our city to increase the amount of affordable housing.
So we have a problem with people being displaced by luxury townhouses, condos, that kind of thing?
Yes.
And some might say, why shouldn't property owners be able to capitalize on the influx of workers coming here from other parts of the country and the so-called urban pioneers and reap what the market will bear?
So I am not against development. I guess what my question becomes, why does it have to be either or? Why can't it be a both and? Why can't we both encourage the market yet protect low and moderate income residents? I think we can do both. And we can do both by investment, by investing in communities to make sure there are affordable housing options in those communities. And then the second thing I think is expanding the footprint. East Liberty, I think, is an example. As we, you know, do some protection in East Liberty to make sure there is low and moderate income housing choices, I think we also need to look east and rebuild East Liberty, east of East Liberty, including Larmer, Homewood, Lincoln, Leamington, East Hills, places like that.
To what extent, in your estimation, is housing discrimination taking place?
Well, you never know, I'm not being accusatory, but we do believe that there is some taking place, and so we have legislation to make that makes source of income discrimination in our housing law illegal. That is, you cannot say that we're not taking Section 8 vouchers, for instance, because that's a vehicle, that's a backdoor way of discrimination. So we want to eliminate backdoor discrimination and give everybody a fair and equal opportunity of housing of which they have the income to afford.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. We're talking with City Councilman Ricky Burgess about his City for All agenda. Reverend Burgess, talk about the legislation you're proposing and what it would do.
Okay, four pieces of legislation we are proposing, and one is the Affordable Housing Income Pact Statement. That is that right now we have major developments. They're not tied at all to affordable housing. And what this does, we'll begin to talk about major developments and what their impact will be on affordable housing in the city. Second of all, source of income discrimination. As we said before, it prevents discrimination against people who hold vouchers. Third of all, we're doing a wage study committee, and that is a study that we will look back on the impact of, for instance, $15 an hour for low-wage workers. And the third thing is what I call the HELP Initiative. That's the Homewood East Liberty, Lincoln, Leamington, Larmer, Belmore Protection Initiative. And that establishes a process of housing protection for lower and moderate income families living in the city's East End. We're going to create a comprehensive housing strategy that protects housing opportunities for lower and moderate income families and create more affordable housing in the East End of Pittsburgh.
You were talking earlier about blight, and I'm wondering how blighted properties play into your plan. And certainly there's this question of whether an ongoing debate about whether you fix up old houses or tear them down.
Well, so you have to do it strategically. What we've learned is, and we learned this in Larmer, we were fortunate enough to get the Choice Federal Home, the Choice Neighborhoods Federal Grant from HUD. What you have to do is you have to rebuild schools, make the community safe, rebuild housing, and rebuild social service entities all at the same time in the parts of the community that's on the edges, strongest, next to strength. So for, let's say, Homewood, it would be Homewood West and Homewood South. That's right next to North Point Breeze, right next to East Liberty. You would concentrate resources. And so you can't build two or three houses and then move on. But, no, you have to put 100 houses, 75 houses, 200 houses in a concentrated area and transform it from blight to mixed-income neighborhoods. We have a new multi-million-dollar animal rescue league, for instance, in Homewood, we think is an anchor. And so we would build around that in a very small footprint. We would concentrate it and build it brand new. And that's what we're doing in Larmer. We hope to do that in Homewood and then slowly move throughout Homewood South and then eventually Homewood North and then to Lincoln Leamington. So it would be, it's really systematically over a 10 or 20 year process rebuilding these communities in scale and transforming them to mixed income neighborhoods.
One last question for you.
Sure.
How should we deal with the larger problem of a lack of living wage jobs here in Pittsburgh that, you know, in the case of people who are classified as the working poor, it's impossible for them to meet their basic needs on what they're being paid? How do we address that problem?
Well, yes. We had a young lady to testify who talked about how, you know, she makes $10 an hour or so and works full-time and, you know, still has to get subsidies to live, and that's unfortunate. I think, first of all, our region's large employers, the nonprofits, the UPMCs, University of Pittsburgh of the world, they are not paying taxes. One of their good neighbor policies is they cannot continue to allow these slave-level wages to continue. And I think we as a city must demand them to do better because they will set, in my mind, the agenda of the region moving forward. And they are, in many ways, they are making huge profits at the expense of their lower-level workers.
Pittsburgh City Councilman Ricky Burgess joining us to talk about his City for All agenda. Reverend Burgess, thank you so much for speaking with us today on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much for having me.
Coming up, a conversation with actor Hal Holbrook, who is bringing his one-man show, Mark Twain Tonight, to the Steel City. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.